call the meeting to order of the Canyon County Transportation Advisory Board. And start with a roll call of members present.
Brian Caperton.
Devin Huff.
Keith Francis.
Greg Ziegenfuss.
Doug Muller. And our audience.
Travis Heyer from NCUR.
Megan Clark, Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
Adam Olinger, Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
Buddy Roberts, Forsyth.
Frank Miller, ODOT.
Zeke Hall, ODOT.
Hey, shout out Ron Newman. Just shout that out. Ron Newman.
Ron Newman.
Thank you.
First order is approval of minutes.
You have two, January and March. So move to approve the January 22nd minutes.
Motion and second to approve the January 22nd minutes. Any discussion?
No.
None. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign.
Move to approve the March 26th minutes.
Motion, do we have a
second?
Yeah. Motion and second to approve the March 26th minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Any old business needs discussed? Anyone knows? Got anything?
I have some probably new old business. Cover that now?
If you would like.
Something we talked about at the last meeting, and I'm glad Keith is here today. It's in his bailiwick. I brought some of your advertisement with me that I've been saving up. That has to do with the new traffic signal upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give us a little briefing on that, and here's some handout. I'll give you your own cheat sheet here.
All right, there you go. what this consisted of is basically we're going in with the state, and this is a grant that we were providing a 20% match on. I think our match was like $40,000, give or take a few. But it will upgrade all of our traffic signals to a much better system that we can also talk with Transportation Management System Center in Springfield. And I don't know exactly where the state is with getting this stuff coordinated right now. We talked with them a couple weeks ago, and but hopefully it'll make our system a lot better than get off this camera system we're on, so it'll be a lot better. I don't know how much more detail you need me to go in other than that. It was a grant, $334,000.
Well, the real question we had relates to a couple of projects we've had of our list of 44 or so projects in the past. One of them is protection of the signal system at Buchanan Road, where the high school is, in District 5, which I represent. The other one is the Branson Hills Parkway intersection, one that heads in the side of the mountain there.
Okay.
We've had many, many discussions with David when he was still here about those intersections. And there's been some significant protections applied there. Mm-hmm. I noticed the other day that it's been on there some time, but I just noticed that they've grooved the street.
Rumble strips
leading up to the side of the mountain there in Branson Hills Parkway. But the real question is, we had always discussed signalization of both Branson Hills Parkway at the top of the hill there at the mountain, a T intersection, and then also at Buchanan Road, where the high school people come out onto 248. It's also a T section.
Okay.
Very, very high count. We've had checked the MoDOT's checked the car count there many times, but it all came down to resources and the thoughts that nothing significant was going to happen until 240, something happened to redo 248 or what have you. Now, originally, that signal at Branson Hills Parkway was provided for by ACW when they did the development at Branson Hills. And they had escrowed the monies. I'm going back a little bit of history here. But David had researched this a bit for us.
Okay.
But we just have not gotten, it's kind of an evolutionary thing that's been building over time, of us continuing to look at resolutions. But there was a light that was escrowed by the developer, to put in at the top of Branson Hills Parkway.
At 248?
At 248, yes.
Okay. Frank, do you know of anything on that? Because that's news to me, so that's why I'm asking you.
I was checking my lead, and I'll see if, so I remember this coming up before, and so we had a signal warrants at Branson Hills, Old Buchanan, but I'm not seeing any rule right now. It's probably, it's been so long.
Well, apparently what happened at the time, even though it was escrowed, and it was going to be as that Branson Hills Parkway continued to develop, which it has, there's duplex establishments and age 55 housing that's been put in there. By the way, welcome back. Good to see you back. But apparently they needed a light down at Walmart. And so the monies at the time, and this is going back when it was first developed there, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. They took those monies out of escrow and applied it to the light that's down at Walmart that is seriously needed also.
Yeah.
So I just bring that up. And the question relevant to the new signaling system, will that allow for cascading down some of the existing lights to be installed elsewhere, or is that going to be a retrofit?
We're trying to get rid of our old system entirely and not tie anything else to it. So this new system, you know, it will have the capabilities. It'll notify us via cell phone if we got a signal going into flash mode or whatever, you know. So we don't have to wait until traffic's backed up for half a mile, and then PD calls us and wants us to try to navigate the traffic to even get to the signal to work on it. That's what happened this past weekend there at Gretna and Roark. Traffic was backed up so far, they said they'd get the traffic cleared out just to let us get the bucket truck.
Four different directions at that intersection.
That is a mess. Yeah. So a long time for the signals to go out is usually on a holiday. You know.
So there's no hopes of any of those signal system being cascaded to other areas priority?
We would hate to, necessary. Since we're moving toward a whole different system, you know, to try to get rid of those cameras, because they're a headache. That's what they are. Like I say, we was in every day this past weekend.
Any other thoughts about something being done to 248 over there in District 5? Because there's about a half a dozen T intersections. There's two or three others that, in addition to...
Not on our, unless, you know, the state's got anything planned, to my knowledge, anyway. Not to say there hasn't been in the past when David was here.
Well, those signal systems are going to be scrapped if they could be installed, or, of course, there's funds installing. You just don't pick one set of signal system up and take it to another.
Yeah.
But that was the thoughts about... Number one, we're appreciative of going to this new system. Everybody supports that. It's going to be a boon to troubleshooting. I was surprised in that, reading that one article, I think it was in that, or maybe it was another one, that it had already identified at one location about 40 or 50 things that needed to be given attention to, which you could do it in real time.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're all highly favorable to that. It's great that you've gotten the grant for that. But if you can keep it in the back of your thoughts of anything that can be done to address, we've had a couple of fatalities at that Branson Hills one, but that's been previous to it being protected like it is. But it's kind of like a Band-Aid approach on that hillside there at Branson Hill. And the population's increasing. About to open up that new duplex addition of age 55 right at the top of Branson Hills that is being built right now. So the problem's not going to go away. It's going to be exacerbated as time goes on. So that's a new old. The new part is the new technology, evolution, and that's great. We commend you for going in that direction.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay.
Any other old business? Devin, have you got some Taney County updates?
Well, Coon Creek Road, we've got scheduled for the paving to start on June 6th. And it's going to continue on for a couple days. But the weather we got coming in, every bit of rain is going to delay that. I just got right away about it was a little over a week ago, and we started work on the Hollister end on the curve improvement to a 550-foot radius compared to a 200-foot radius. That's going to help tremendously. We've got a lot of roads that are washed out from all the flooding. We've got them all open at this time, but not completely built back. A lot of them we're going to revamp and relocate to a different area to try to protect them from doing that. The tornadoes / straight line winds, we had 80 to 100 trees go down that night, and most of them were big enough you couldn't reach around. Dale Avenue, I'm waiting to get the agreement back from the Corps. The commission's approved it. We're waiting on them to sign off on it and get it back. And then that project will go on the books to be scheduled in. It'll be later on in the summer after we get done with our chip and seal season. And Dalton Road, the one that we lost structure on, we're going to do it start next Monday. Put a box culvert in. It's a 5 by 16, 51 feet long. Hopefully, that was based on a 100-year flood that we seem to get every year. Hopefully, it will last.
That 100-year flood is always misleading. You know, it's 1% of the time you'll get a 100-year storm event.
But I did go down that night, that night of the heavy rain, and Cooper Creek box held it. It did great.
Wasn't even close to. Yeah, usually our water, our wastewater guys, they'll call us if something happens there. So, what do you mean call us?
It did great. Other than that, we're still patching and should start up our chip and seal June 10th. We're going to be starting in the Bradleyville area and working our way out. 74.2 miles, I think. That's it for me.
Sounds good. And as far as for MoDOT updates, I think with
not a lot to report on other than we're working on Long Creek, and I think you guys have been all made aware of that. That's the repair, and then we're going to pitch it to replace that bridge in a couple years. We should have a new statewide transportation improvement program out for public comment at the beginning of June. That list of new projects that we'll keep doing. We are working on getting ready to work on a safety plan for the district, the Southwest District. And this is to help guide us with the use of our safety funding. We get about $5 million a year for rural Southwest Missouri to do safety projects. And we're looking kind of statewide at more of a cost benefits approach to it. And that has tended to favor additional signage and striping over kind of bigger projects. That doesn't exclude us from doing a big safety project, but it's kind of cost benefit wise, a lot of the projects are being done. So that's why we're doing a safety plan to kind of come up with that.
Ryan, closure of 65. How's that coming for?
August in Springfield. So yeah, that'd be in August. It got bumped back a little bit.
Okay, because I hear it keeps getting moved. But.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have the six laning and the closure at the same time, or we are going to have them at the same time?
I'm not for sure on that, but I...
questions get harder after this, right?
So. Well, the line is...